As part of Detroit's bankruptcy, general fund retirees had their pensions cut, forfeited future cost of living adjustments, and gave up health care coverage. Now, a Change.org petition is going around asking that the city use American Rescue Funds to pay retirees a one-time check of $1,400. William Davis is the president of the Detroit Active and Retired Employee Association. As he tells WDET's Laura Herberg, he's also a Detroit pensioner himself.
Worked for the city of Detroit at the wastewater treatment plant for 34 years.
Wow. And when did you retire?
I retired in 2012, right before the bankruptcy, before they robbed us.
Will you remind our listeners what happened back in 2014?
Well, the state of Michigan, with the governor, came in and put an emergency manager in. And one of the things that he wanted to do was cut health care and pensions for Detroit retirees. And along with going after the DIA, a number of the assets the city of Detroit had.
How did that impact you as a retiree?
Well, it severely impacted me because, like I say, my pension, my overall cut was like 23%.
How did that impact your ability to get by?
Oh, it severely impacted my ability to get by because, of course, they also took our health care. And like at the time, I had my oldest son was going to Michigan State. And like, say, he stopped going to Michigan State because, I was squeezing by, because I had a good salary and I was paying for him to go to Michigan State out of pocket. And, that was, I wasn't able to do that. And I was trying to do it with some savings, but he stopped going and dropped out of school for a couple of years. And ultimately he went back to Wayne. That's where I graduated from. But, it really affected my whole life. And it affected thousands and thousands of city retirees.
And moving into the pandemic, how has that impacted Detroit pensioners?
Well, the Detroit pensioners, we're one of the largest groups that's been dying from it. Also, just our purchasing power has dropped, just during the pandemic by over 7%. I mean, just because of the pandemic, because you might remember you could have went to the store a year or two ago and bought a chicken. The chicken might have cost you $7 or $5, but now it's going to cost you $8. So everything's gone up, everything but our salaries.
So now some retirees like yourself are asking for a one-time $1,400 payment. What fund are you hoping the money would come from?
Well, it's possibly from some of the money they're getting from the federal government dealing with the pandemic, but it could come from a number of sources. Because the city of Detroit, they could use that money in a number of ways. Potentially they could, use some of that and transfer $15 million from something else.
So what has the city said to you all in response to this request?
Nothing. Nothing. Most retirees feel that they don't care. And the whole bankruptcy, the bankruptcy we went through was on the backs of the retirees. The biggest portion, the people who had to take the major haircut was the retirees with our health care, our pension, our annuity cut, all of that. That's the biggest, savings the city of Detroit had. And the thing about it, the way they set up the bankruptcy and the retirees the most severely affected was predominantly black and brown people. So I think some racism has been involved in it.
That's William Davis, the president of the Detroit Active and Retired Employee Association. He spoke at WDET's Laura Herberg, who reached out to the city of Detroit for comment. Acting Corporation Counsel Chuck Ramey responded, saying retirees agreed to a settlement that prohibited the city from increasing or decreasing pension payments. He says the city would be in violation of the court's order if it were to provide an additional pension payment.